Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you've been listening all morning long, we've gone from the 50s and the Drifters to Pink Floyd in the 60s. We'll get up to the 2000s eventually, y'all.
If we need to.
But those of you who are regulars, you know when I play a little Pink Floyd and money, we're here to talk about money, honey. And Stephanie Donson is here with Emerald Coast Coins. I love this segment because I have learned so much from you, Stephanie, about coins. You've got me rekindled from my original penny collection.
Yes, and your quarters.
And my quarters, exactly. My state quarters that my dad gave me that years and years ago. So tell us about Emerald Coast Coins and who you are and what you're all about.
So Emerald Coast Coins, we've been around. We're going on, my son's 23, so 24 years this year.
Oh, gosh, I
love
that.
Going on 24 years this year. Family-owned, veteran-owned business. Mm-hmm. We're right up the street, just on 1811 Creighton Road.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Can't miss it. We're a Monday through Friday shop, so we get our weekends. And we are just having fun buying, selling, trading gold, silver, and money.
Well, and the thing to know that is important is it's that I always want to say this, that it's not a pawn shop. It's very
Correct.
Different from that.
Very different
so
from that.
Now, we might specifically about coins,
Correct.
And we have some other things, but
Correct.
There is a difference.
Yeah, there is a difference. So we're a coin shop first. That's what I always tell people. But we do the scrap jewelry or the unwanted jewelry like the pawn shops do. We have to do paperwork.
Right.
So, like, we do have set hours for that. But overall, we are not a pawn shop. Like, we are a coin shop. That's what we've been in business for 20 plus years.
Well, I went in to take a look, and they have a great showroom. It's like a beautiful jewelry cases, really full of all kinds of
coins and
coins
stuff.
And money. And it's fascinating. You could spend, it's like a little museum
it
almost.
It is like a little museum. It's so much fun. Everybody is always fascinated because we'll have coins from, and I've talked about this before, from like 440 BC. You know,
that still blows my mind. Like, I can't believe that there's a coin still from 440 BC.
Like over 2,000 years old.
That's unbelievable.
It's insane, but it's amazing.
Yeah, really.
We have shipwreck coins, so like pirate money. We have all kinds of fun stuff in there.
Yeah, I love that.
And a full good crew, so it's been fun.
And everybody there's very knowledgeable because I went in and asked a bunch of questions, and they know their stuff because your brother's very knows a lot about currency.
He does. He's still my currency go-to and my foreign coin and currency stuff too. I'm getting better.
What would you consider as your specialty now?
I like the Morgan dollars and the Peace dollars. I like that kind of stuff. And those are my favorite things. So
okay, now what was the little coin that your son gave me? I love that.
Oh, he gave you a gold-plated quarter. It was just a gold-plated quarter, like a little run-of-the-mill quarter that a company, like an internet company or something, gold plated.
Oh, so I've never even heard of that. So when he gave it to me, I just thought it was the coolest. I have it in my purse.
I love it. It's the cutest thing ever. And he loves them. So I, you know, if I'm buying a huge collection, I'll buy them. And then I usually pay for that and take it to him because he likes to give them out. Like overall, the online places, the TV stuff, they will sell things, you know, a set of quarters for way more than they're worth. And in the end, they're just quarters.
Right.
But, you know, so that's why we always tell people, like, come in and at least sit down and talk with us and try and get the information so you know what you're purchasing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we want you to be educated because that's what we started off. Like, we educate first. And so we've always been like that. Educate first, and then, you know, we help you find what you need.
Right. Yeah. No, it's great. And this is a good time to stop in because May is graduation.
It is graduation. I actually need to order some more 2026 Silver Eagles because we are almost out.
Oh,
but
no.
But we have little cases to put them in that say graduations or congratulations, graduates, something like that you can put the 2026 Silver Eagle in and give them, you know, to whoever who's graduating. So, yes, now's the time to do that because it's getting close. And so we didn't even talk about prices of silver and gold. Like, it's been
that's
crazy.
Right. We always touch on that too. Yeah,
we
have you got the info for us?
Yeah. So right now gold is at $4,680 and silver is at $84.54. Now, like yesterday it was up, you know, about $5.
Golly.
So it's just crazy. Like it's had a few swings this week, which is fine. It doesn't make it crazy at my store at all. My parking lot's never full.
I'm detecting a little bit of sarcasm there, Steph.
Just a smidge.
Smidge.
I'm like seething it. So yeah, it's been a great week.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So and that's why we close for lunch now every day from 12:30 to 1 because we just need that 30 minutes to like regroup.
Well, sure. Everybody's that's understandable.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense. So now with all these things coming up, and you have other fun things too. So
I do.
There's serious coin collecting and money collecting going on, but I kind of like your fun stuff.
I'd like my fun stuff, like, which I'm trying, my brain is going to try and catch
Star Wars, maybe?
I do, so I, let's say I don't have Star Wars right now, but I know I have, like, I had a Christmas Mickey Mouse coin that came in, which is great. I have a lot of Lunar Series stuff, which would be the Chinese Zodiac, like Year of the Horse, Year of the Rabbit,
oh,
Year of the Tiger.
That's kind of cool.
So those things are always cool.
That's fun for birthdays gifts,
that is great
it?
For birthday gifts, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I won't say I have all of them, but I have...
I don't think you've mentioned that before.
They're another one of my favorite coins. They're just it's a pretty series. And it's just they will do them. This is they're on their third series right now, I think. So they do them, 12 years, and then mm-hmm. they'll start over again and do them all over.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. And those coins, they come from the Perth Mint, Australia, but they're so beautiful.
Huh. Wow, that's so interesting.
And that's what I like too. Like a lot of the different coin places that mint coins make such pretty coins. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
I love it.
I love
Talking
it.
With Stephanie Dotson with Emerald Coast Coins. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and she is definitely an expert on coins. If you've got a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. Steph, we got a question from one of our listeners.
Sure.
How much is the 64 silver quarter worth just in weight? Also, I found a couple of new quarters that are silver. I assume they're commemorative sets, mainly a 2004 Wisconsin quarter.
So it would have to have, the state quarter with an S on it and have no copper on the side. A silver quarter today, like it's straight silver price. You guys are going to make me do math this early in the morning.
While you're looking it up.
It's $15.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! I've got some stuff.
Right, like that's what it melts for. So obviously, when I buy and sell stuff, I don't buy and sell at its exact price. Like everything has a price I purchase, but that's what it like. That's what it's straight up silver price.
That's a pretty good return, 25 cents to $15. Wow, I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
That
and
is.
Like a year ago, it was probably like half of that.
Oh my goodness!
It's
okay,
insane.
So it's really gone up. Now the state quarters are still a quarter.
State quarters are still a quarter. Now, they said they are silver, so and they could be because sometimes people, kids get their grandparents' stuff
mm-hmm.
or whatever, or their parents break up sets.
I got to get through my dad's box.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of stuff that he collected over the years.
Yep.
So I know there's probably some gems in there.
Probably. Always look, always check. So, the kids, every once in a while, a silver coin will slip through and make it into the bank
mm-hmm.
and into the rolled stuff. And we, if you're unsure, bring it in,
mm-hmm.
and we'll help you the best we can with everything.
And there is, if you have the state quarters, if you see those, they are fun to collect because I actually have the books. So I've got all of them. I think I'm missing two. I'll have to check and see which, they're the ones out west.
Yes.
I'm missing two, but I almost got all of them. So
that's good.
Which is
So I don't have a lot of those in my store anymore just because,
that was in 2004 or five somewhere.
Yeah, 2000, yeah, something like that. And like the, I don't do the quarters for collectors anymore just because it got too cost ineffective for
mm-hmm.
us. But if I get some in, sometimes I try to help my customers look for them because everybody's still doing quarter sets, which is fun and
they're
fine.
Fun. It's just fun.
Yes, exactly. And so we try to do that.
Okay, I've got a great question that just came in.
Sure.
I'm a grandma, and I want to get my grandson something special for his middle school graduation, I guess it is. Is there a collection or something that would appeal to him?
So
is there a good gift? I guess she's asking,
is there a good gift?
Or there's maybe is there a kind of a collection that would be good for a young, like a first-time
collector? So I would, personally, I would save the Silver Eagles for high school graduation, unless
mm-hmm.
you want to move up to gold. But, Silver Eagles are always fun. We have old, I would say like a Morgan Dollar cowboy money. Just old cowboy money.
Mm-hmm.
And those are but they're still a little pricey because silver is expensive right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say like $70 and up, just depending on what
you
get.
So it's not an inexpensive
thing. It's not an inexpensive thing, but I also have, I have all kinds of different things my brain thinks of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, has he seen the Harry Potter movies? There's a cool dime I have that was in, one of the later Harry Potter movies, Fantastic Beasts. Barber Dime. And, like, that's something cool that he could correlate to, like, movies he's watched or something. So if you come in and talk to me about him, I could most likely find something that would catch his interest.
Well, the Harry Potter, I had to laugh. I was behind a car the other day at a stoplight and had all these symbols and numbers and stuff. And I thought, okay, I got to figure out what this is. And as soon as I looked, I went, it's Harry Potter.
That's funny. 9 3/4
Yes, that was what it was. 9 3/4 I looked it up.
How did I know?
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
I'm not a Harry Potter nerd at all.
Okay, well, that's exactly what was on there, 9 3/4 and several other things. But yeah. Okay, now I know what this is.
Yeah.
Talking with Stephanie Johnson from Emerald Coast Coins right here in Pensacola. Great ideas as we get into the gift season for graduation. Also, wedding gifts.
Yeah, wedding gifts. Sixpences. We have a little bag of sixpences.
Yes, talk about that. So someone may not know what that is.
So the little adage goes, something borrowed, something blue, and a sixpence in her shoe for good luck, I think, is what it's
good
for.
Luck. Yeah.
Just a cute little good luck charm. And those are always fun to give out to anybody.
I did that. One of my friends got married. I came in and said, I'm getting a couple of sixpences here. So,
yeah.
Which was, and they loved it. They did put it in their shoes.
Yeah, and I mean, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. It's the best. I love it.
Well, I got one for the groom, too.
That's fine. Like, that's great. That makes it even better. You know what would be cute, too, is if they took them and made, like, little cufflinks or something.
Oh, yeah. That would be great.
That would be great.
Okay. Those entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah, right.
Jewelry world. But if you have a collection at home or you've got some coins, you're okay with people bringing those in just to get a consultation?
Yes, I definitely am. I would love for people, you know, we always want people to come in and talk to us and ask us questions. There's always things that are popping up, like whether it's in a, you know, one of the hotels or, you know, over in Panama, like wherever. There's little random things that pop in there and they send you out the little flyers to say, hey, bring in your coins and your jewelry, and we'll pay more.
I've seen those little convention shows, trade shows almost.
Right, and they'll be like, you know, we'll pay more. You know, always get opinions. Don't be so fast to sell straight up to anybody.
A fly-by-night place. In the hotel one day, and you come back, and they're gone
the next, right?
Yeah, that's not good.
Like, you just want to be careful and be educated, and that's what I lean on a lot. Get educated the best you can. I would not trust Google to educate you.
No.
I would trust people who have been in the business for years.
You've recommended a book in the past.
Yes. The Red Book is a great book. They have delayed. We usually get those books in April, and they have delayed the print for this year until like mid-June or July.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. I think they're trying to fix some things in it. So the Red Book is my favorite book. It has all the American coins that were made, and it's going to give you ideas. It's going to give you ideas of what is more expensive. So if you see a lot of coins and they all say like $50 and then one coin says $250, you're like, well, if I have that coin, I'm going to move it over to a better pile and have it checked out more.
Right, right.
So that's why it tells you how to grade your coins. It tells you like which ones you should like to look for the proper errors, not like internet errors or Google errors. Like,
right.
Like real true errors. So it's
and be careful of AI because unfortunately, as many of you know already, so I'm just sort of repeating to the choir here, but a lot of times AI, it picks up all the information. So it picks up the truths, but also the non-truths.
The non-truths. Yep. AI will pick up what everybody is searching. Is there an NCOD we trust 2023 quarter? No. AI just thinks there is.
Right, because they've already been spoken about.
Exactly. So that's spoken to existence, so AI thinks it is.
So that's why I think if you go in person and you can bring them into the store and Stephanie or brother or family can take a look at it and tell you if it's got value or not.
Definitely.
So that's a good thing about having an actual coin shop here in Pensacola, which is pretty rare.
It is pretty rare. Now, like, there were plenty of coins, a couple of coin shops before us. One was Mr. High Notes, which he passed away and his store closed a few years ago. And then there was another one before him, I think it was downtown, before we moved here, because, you know, veteran family, so military family. And I don't remember the name of that shop, but I think there was one downtown also. Every once in a while, I'll get a coin collection in and I'll have the things from that coin shop, which I always think is great.
That is neat, yeah.
Had the little slips that were, this was bought downtown Pensacola.
Oh, that's cool. We're talking with Stephanie Johnson and Emerald Coast Coins. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. You can text in a question or comment at 850 437-1620. So one of the things I love to mention is don't clean the coins.
Don't clean the coins. Leave them the way they are.
You find one in the sand or find one somewhere in the woods.
That's it.
Because this is a historic area.
It
and
is.
And you never know when you're doing construction, you're digging up your yard for a garden or something. You might stumble on some coins or some artifacts along the way.
Exactly.
Don't
exactly.
clean them.
Don't clean them. Leave them the way they are. Like, if there is debris on there, I will tell people, you can put it in, like, acetone. Like, the acetone you get at, like, Home Depot. And that's not going to affect the integrity of the coin, but it will get the debris off, the dirt and stuff off without hurting it. You know, you would pat it dry after you took it out, rinse it with water and pat it dry, and then just go about your business bringing it up and getting it verified. Don't say, well, I couldn't read the date, so I needed to clean the date. No, 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 it's fine. We'll figure it out for you.
Okay, so you can bring it into your shop.
Yes.
And take a look at it. That's great. So that's one thing to remember, and then also the demise of the penny. Do you get a lot of questions about that now?
I still do, yes. And then apparently, yes. You know, we still have pennies in our store. There's billions and billions of pennies out in the United States. Like, it's not going to disappear tomorrow.
Right.
And all these laws saying, well, we need to round up or round down, I think they're ridiculous. But that's just my opinion.
Coming from a coin person. Okay. It's valuable.
It's still a penny, and we can still use them.
But there are a couple of coins, and we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
So, because this is one of my favorite topics. What are the ones to kind of look for when you get that change? There's a couple of things to look for that you just never know. It might fall into your lap.
So I will always look for wheat pennies anyway. So 1958 and earlier, right? And I just look for those because it's habit. Most wheat pennies are not worth, you know, a couple cents. You double your money. But there's a handful that if you get, they could be better. And one is a 1955 double die.
That's the one.
That's your favorite.
That's the one my dad always would say, look for that
Look for that one. And it's really obvious to see. Like, it looks like super kind of blurry, I guess is the easiest way to put it. 1955 double die. 1909s are the first year for the wheat pennies. So if you find any of those, double check them.
Valuable.
Now, like, it's more valuable if it has the S for San Francisco on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a regular 1909 is still worth, you know, it could be worth 50 cents or something. It just depends. More than a penny.
Okay.
So
absolutely. All right. We got a question from one of our listeners. And the number is 850-437-1620. How well does your brother know Japanese coins?
He's pretty good with that stuff. He's pretty good with that stuff. His brain is a sponge. I don't know how I speak. I tell everybody's because I taught him math before he went to kindergarten, and so I made him a genius.
Okay.
So that's the way it is, and he just will take in all this information. He's so great at it.
Okay. Well, it's interesting when you ask him about the Japanese coins, the yen, obviously, and then to me, what's interesting is since I've been around, that everything's changed in Europe.
Yeah, yes, everything's now euros now, so like the liras and the francs and the
I would think those would have some value with time.
Probably not. Because just like our coins here, they still made like millions and millions
That's
of
true.
Them.
Yeah, you're right.
So
this is why you run the coin
story,
not me.
I do it. And that's what a lot of people, they'll Google, they'll like, well, it looks like it's an error. And and there are, I think, some errors, and this is my brother's expertise, in the foreign coins. But for the most part, it's going to be something simple that Google's saying is and isn't, like it's upside down or turned the wrong way.
You really need to bring them into an expert, and I suspect he would be able to help you.
Yes, and if he can't, we have, and I've talked about a network of people that we reach out to.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did mention that before.
Yep. So we have a network of people that we can reach out to and be like, hey, like, what do you guys think about this? And they give us all the other great, you know, coin knowledge information. So it's nice to have a network of people who are that close-knit that they help each other out all the time.
Well, it's just, to me, it's a fascinating world because
it
you attend the conferences and the coin trade shows and stuff. Yeah,
it's
so y'all keep up with all of the trends. And you seeing any trends in collections now? I mean, you have regular customers
we
that
do.
Come in.
We have customers that will come in sometimes once a week, a couple of times a week, and I still have customers that collect, like, their nickels and their pennies. And whether they're new or old, like, I have a customer who collects newer nickels, and I have a customer that collects the old Indian head pennies that from
nickels or
penny or nickels and pennies. So there's Buffalo nickels too. So I have customers that collect those too. So it's fun to just sit down and talk with them while they're doing their collection. And then I have like another customer, their daughter was looking just for a handful of nickels that we had started her collection last summer. There was a couple she was missing. We found them just like a couple weeks ago.
Oh, great.
And It was so, it's always so much fun, especially for the young folk to come in.
Right, right.
And get all their stuff.
Yeah, because it's a great thing to get them out of their phones.
It is.
And to be doing something that's a little bit outside of the box.
Yeah.
Because collecting's fun. I love it.
It is. I have a couple of customers that are grown adults now that have been coming to us since they were like 12, 13 years old.
Wow.
It's wonderful.
That's great. That's great. Talking with Stephanie Donson on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with Emerald Coast Coins. So tell us again where you're located and how folks can get in touch
sure.
with you.
So we are at 1811 Creighton Road, and our phone number is 850-473-1515. Our hours are Monday through Friday. Mondays and Fridays right now we're open 9 to 5. Tuesday through Thursday we're 9 to 4. We close for lunch from 12:30 to 1 every day. Mm-hmm. I always tell everybody my Facebook is the place to be to check out for updates. If I'm updating hours, it's going to be there. If I'm updating like what I'm purchasing or not purchasing, mm-hmm. it's going to be there. Mm-hmm. If I'm updating like an animal that came into the store and he was adorable, it's going to be there.
Okay. Do you see in the course of the years that you've been doing this, do you ever see times where you have sort of this hot thing that suddenly that everybody's looking for, or this a special coin, or do you ever see trends in coin collecting?
Yes. Let's see. I don't know if there's a trend right now. I know a lot of people are looking for the Mexican Libertads, which is just a silver, kind of like our silver eagles.
Uh-huh.
And they're looking for a couple of years. I think 2024 and 2025, they didn't make as many.
Oh.
So they're really hard to find, which
so
I don't have
what's
any.
What's the value of a Libertad?
I couldn't even.
Is that like a quarter?
So
equivalent
like,
to our quarter?
So
or?
It's like an ounce of silver, like mm-hmm. our silver eagles.
Okay.
So it's an ounce of silver like our silver eagles. So it's going to be at least like, you know, silver's at 84. It's going to be closer to that $90-$95 range.
That's a pretty good return.
Yeah. Depending on when. Yeah. So it just depends.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are going to be regular because they're, you know, just like everything else, everything has like a normal, like, this
sure.
is just silver price.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of them that are a little bit better.
Okay. Well, you've talked a lot about the Silver Eagles, and you've got the 2026 Silver Eagles,
yes.
which is a great graduation gift.
Yes.
Or even a wedding gift, perhaps.
Yes.
And then what do you see like, every year when coin, because this is me just asking some
yeah.
probably very simple questions, but every year these new coins come out, correct? And they're minted every year. How does that work? Currently, for example, in the United States, the coins are being, we're not doing pennies anymore. So
right.
when do they mint the new coins
so
for each year?
You can go to usmint.gov, and they'll give you a schedule of everything they're going to mint for
really?
The year. Which is great. So having said that, we're in a big year
okay.
this year, right? 250 yeah. years.
That's right.
So
are they doing any
the
special
coins
commemorative
look,
ones?
Yes. So the coins look different. The quarters look different, which I've already gotten a couple. My husband's gotten a couple. I haven't found any of my change. In his change,
huh.
I haven't seen the new dimes they did. Half dollars, you know, we don't usually get half dollars in our change. But you can go to the usmint.gov
uh-huh.
website and order those, and they'll ship it to you. Like, they do a proof set, which is like a
really?
Shiny mirror looking, a silver proof set, and then a mint set, which will be Philadelphia and Denver's.
That is so cool. You've never mentioned this before.
I haven't, and I don't know why. And, you know, we don't order those as much as we used to either, because I'm not going to say it's inexpensive. It's
mm-hmm.
pretty, it's kind of expensive, but it's just easier for the people to go there and order from that website themselves. Like
right.
if I was going to order something from Mint, that's where I would go because it's going to cost me new the same price.
Mm-hmm.
So
now, are there any mints that no longer exist from the United States
yes.
that make those coins
so,
collectible?
Yes, Carson City, Nevada. So mm. Carson City's don't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Minted coins.
Huh.
So those don't exist anymore. And there's probably I think it's Dahlonega.
Dahlonega.
I can never say that word.
Dahlonega.
That's
place. A gold mine.
Yes, and they had gold coins.
Yeah.
And those ones are hard.
I'm familiar
too.
With that. That would be a Georgia girl.
That's it. Yes, I see your Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So, yeah, so there's a couple of them. There might be a couple more, but I don't remember those. Those are the three major ones that I know.
Interesting. There's so many things to talk about. I always think, what are we going to talk? And then we always go.
And we just go, and we start running out of time.
It's wonderful.
I know. I love it.
You're so knowledgeable, and I know the whole family is. I've been doing this for a long time. If you get a chance to stop by the store, it really is neat. It's like a museum.
Yes.
And I loved going in there and seeing everything. And this is a great idea if you want to do something different for a graduation gift,
yeah.
a wedding gift. Also, I have my big reunion coming up.
I know. I got to get those coins together for you.
Yeah, we're.
You need to text me those dates.
I promise I will. I don't want to say them on the air.
No,
I'm
no, no.
Out myself.
Shh. I had fun.
Thank you so much, Stephanie, for coming in. And with Emerald Coast Coins, how I can get in touch with you again, your address,
yep.
all that.
850-473-1515, 1811 Creighton Road. Find us on Facebook.
Okay. Thank you, dear. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg.